Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And the actor Jeremy Piven is going to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
All right, Cubs fans, you guys ready to stretch it out?
I'm a Jewish journeyman actor from Chicago. So I went in and auditioned to play George on Seinfeld, got the role, had never seen the show.
This is Michael Barth, another George.
Hey, yeah, well, what are we looking at here? I mean, is this guy like a real loser?
No, not a loser.
A man gave me a massage.
So?
He had his hands, you know, and he was,
He was what?
He was touching and rubbing.
That's a massage.
I think it moved.
I got PCU. I got a lead in a movie.
I don't know if you're aware of this, Cutter, but there actually was music recorded before 1989. What is this? You're going to wear this to the show. You're going to wear the shirt of the band you're going to go see. Don't be that guy.
Michael Mann film.
Michael Mann, the director, is from Chicago. He's got a hardcore Chicago accent. He looked at me and goes, that was good. Do that again. One more time. Dr. Bob, let's go.
Can you rest for a while?
6-7 hours.
That's it?
That's it. Take off your shirt.
What?
Take off your shirt.
My daughter gave it to me. So far.
I don't give a shit. Who gave it to you? Take it off.
Luke Wilson, Will Ferrell, and Vince Vaughn. Old school.
Beanie, you remember Cheese, Rodney's kid brother?
Actually, my name isn't Cheese anymore. It's Gordon Pritchard.
Oh, yeah. Cheese. Yeah. Didn't we lock you in a dumpster one time?
I got out.
Cool, man.
My mom told me not to do Entourage.
What? No, how can you listen to anything she says to you now? I mean, she told you not to do the biggest show of your career?
Give me something good, Lloyd.
Lloyd!
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 No one mentioned Richard Roper again. Not today, not ever. The next person to mention Richard Roper will be fired. And Lloyd, you will also be fired if you don't answer phone!
Spiegel and Holmes.
You want to hug it out?
No, not really.
Let's hug it out, bitch.
Afternoons on the Score.
It is our pleasure to have Jeremy Piven in studio. The Vic Theater, Friday night. Two shows?
Just had the second show. Because I'm going to be filming my special. And all roads lead to the Vic Theater. And I wouldn't film it anywhere else. I had to film it in Chicago.
And the Vic is awesome.
Beautiful theater. Brilliant theater. There isn't a bad seat in the house, so don't be discouraged when you see the VIP are taken. Every seat has a great view, so you know it's intimate, even though it's 1,000 seats. So it's great. I can't wait to do it. And you know, I've been a little bit under the radar with my stand up, not posting a ton of clips. But now it's time to just reveal it all.
The cool thing about the Vic is how high those levels are,
yeah.
And it's intimate, it's tight. So even when you're up in those extra balconies, you feel right on top of the action.
Yeah, so don't think that just because you're in the balcony, you're going to have a bad seat. It's going to be great.
This tour that you're going on is pretty incredible. All the places that you're going to go, the fact that you're even doing stand-up, What goes into making that choice? Because you've clearly had an incredible career when it comes to being on stage, television, movies.
Well, it's funny because it'll probably look like I was clairvoyant because, you know, it's interesting. You know, every lane is changing. We saw music change when suddenly, like, wait a minute, the artists aren't getting the money. Who's getting the money? Spotify, dude. Oh shit. Okay, they're going to go on the road. Okay, great. And you know, after COVID, well, are they going to go back to theaters? What's going on? And so it takes a lot to a lot of gatekeepers to make a film or a TV show, and you know, I'm just a stage actor from Evanston who started on stage when I was 8 years old and did 40 movies before Entourage, won the Fresh Face of the Year award at 40 years old. So, you know, and I said, there's nothing fresh about my face. So, you know, I just grind. It's hard to beat a guy who doesn't give up. I've done over 80 movies. And, you know, I don't want to say too much just because it's not worth it. And maybe someday I will. But, you know, I think what I love about sports is sports makes sense to me. No matter what happens to a guy's career, they're going to go, you know what, man? You can get on that field and you can prove yourself. And if you prove yourself, it erases everything. And that's so pure, and I love that.
That's awesome.
And I wish there was more of that in the arts, to be honest with you. Because you know, I'm very delusional. I'm very, you know, and that's one of my superpowers. I, you know, growing up on stage my whole life, I feel like, you know, well, I'll try anything. And I've logged over 10,000 hours and I, you know, feel like there isn't a role that I can't do. But that doesn't seem to be a variable anymore. What I talk about, I don't want to give away my hour, but one of the things that's so curious about, you know, Hollywood is that the highest paid actor, The Rock, has never taken an acting class. And, you know, I've been studying since I was a child, and I'm a half a century into my career. And, you know, I'm very self-deprecating, call myself bitter and all that stuff.
Yeah, it sounds like you're a little bitter, I got to be honest.
Actually, to be honest with you, brother, I'm not at all. And this is what I was afraid to do, and I'm going to do it anyway. My job is to make people laugh, and a guy who's really bitter up there, and the payoff is huge in that bit. And, speaking of people in the back row, I hit the people in the back row right off the top. If I was bitter, I wouldn't be here. If I was bitter, I wouldn't be handing out flyers. I'm handing out flyers. Okay, that's what I do.
You're hustling.
I'm hustling. And I've never stopped hustling. And if I was bitter, I would be a slave to my ego. And I wouldn't do all these things. But I think it's funny to embrace the idea of that and lean into that.
Because that's very human. Everybody can relate to that.
Listen, we can't compare ourselves to anyone. The Rock is a elite level schmoozer. Elite. He is a gold medal winner.
He's pretty fun. Is he funny as an actor? He seems. He's
See?
Got troubles.
Funny. Name your favorite Rock performance.
I can't. I really can't.
No, please. I'll wait. Okay. So anyway, so what I'm saying is this, and you know, there will be more to come, and bless him. And I'm not taking a shot at the guy. The guy is as successful as they come. They should study him. He is a brilliant businessman. Brilliant. Mm. And he, you know, he's a part of owning the XFL, and he puts the boots on and he jumps off the top rope and he's adorable. And he's you know, I don't know why I'm talking about him. Let's move on.
With that HBO one, yeah, where he played the super agent.
Exactly.
He was a former team.
Uh-huh. Ballers.
Ballers, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. He reminded me a lot of The Rock in that one. Did he remind you of The Rock?
I mean, there's a couple of movies where I'm like, oh, thank God he's not The Rock in this movie.
Yeah,
I don't know if I'm saying
my real point was, you know, listen, people connect to great stories, and people want to see great stories again. And I think the reason why Anora won the Academy Award is like, man, this is a great story. Oh, it's so different. And it's told really well, man. And they showed them some love. And I think when you give people the same kind of karaoke version of a film you've already seen, they're done with it. And, you know, you can put $65 million into an ad campaign, but they're like, I've already seen that. So they're not going to the movies. So we can do better. I spent 15 years making a movie that I finished that'll be out this year. That's the best work of my life. It's called The Performance. My mother, who passed away a couple months ago, gave me The Performance as a short story out of The New Yorker. I had my sister adapt and direct it.
Wow.
And it's the best work of my life. And it's taken me a very long time to realize that I need to make my own projects because, you know, no one's going to get you as much as you get yourself and what you do. But it's easier said than done. It took me 15 years to get the money. You know what I mean? So nothing makes sense. You can't expect it to make sense. No one cares. Shut up. Work harder.
So that's what stand-up is you get to be completely in charge.
Absolutely.
That's the allure. Is that the allure of it for you?
Well, it's total and absolute freedom. And it makes sense. You hunt and kill your own food. I have to go out and hand out flyers and say, and go on the radio and TV and go, guys, I'm here. And then I fill it up and then I eat. There's no like theory. Well, oh, wow, he was really great in the Tooth Fairy. And I think it made this amount of money. So let's give him this again. Well, I don't know if that's going to work. You know what I mean? There's none of that. It's real. I'm either funny or I'm not. And it doesn't matter who I am.
That's the sports connection.
They may give me a courtesy giggle. Oh, my God, isn't he the guy from, yeah, okay. Oh. And then it's game on, and I got to crush. And I have to crush in real time, and I love it.
Jeremy Piven is here in studio with us, hanging out on the Spiegel and Holmes show. So, Jeremy, Spiegs' mom taught music. He ends up being a musician. My parents were 72 combined years working in CPS. I eventually found my way back into a classroom, but not without fighting against it. Considering the history of your family and the legacy of acting and putting together shows that they've done, was there ever a point where you said, you know, I want to push against this and do something different? Or did you say, you know what, the family business is great. Here's my take on it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Great question. I'll tell you exactly how it went down. This is either going to be really interesting or boring as hell.
For those who don't know, just the Piven Theater Workshop that your parents founded in Evanston, the Cusacks, John and Joan, and Aidan Quinn, who else? Hope Davis. Like a ton of people came through there, and obviously you.
Yeah, and you know what's so interesting is they I jumped up on stage when I was 8 with them, and I really didn't have any perspective. I thought, well, every kid has a family that does theater. And no, seriously. And you jump up on stage and you do improv and you take great works of art and you butcher them. And they empowered us with the knowledge that we're enough. They always said, you're enough. Don't forget, you're enough. And you got up there and I'm like, I'm enough. I don't even know who I am, but I guess I'm enough. And so I was like, confident and making people laugh, I had no idea what I was doing. And that's why you saw Cusack blow up at 16, you know, and start doing leads in film. The only training he got was from my parents. And that's real. That's real, what I just said. You may have never read about it. You may have never heard about it, but that's real. And, you know, and also it's good to give back to these people, to the mentors in your life, our parents. It's good while they're alive to say, man, you meant everything to me. Not wait until they're on their deathbed. And my mom passed away a couple months ago, and I got to spend every moment with her, and it was incredible. So to add that, to answer your question, yeah, my whole life, I thought I was going to be a football player. I thought I was going to be a 5'9", you know, Jewish football player, which doesn't exist.
Hey, those VHS of you as a wild kid back in the day, Jeremy.
Bronco Nagurski Jewish? I don't think Bronco is
no,
Jewish.
No, but Julian Edelman. I'm Julian Edelman's size. But, you know, you need, listen, he's, you know, one of those guys where it took someone like Belichick before he, you know, I think that's a clone. I don't think that's actually Belichick.
Oh, really?
There's no way that's Belichick. I mean, think about it. Talk to Julian or any of these guys. His whole credo was no distractions. Stick to the script, you know.
Do your job.
Yeah, that's it. Don't create any distractions. Now he's on a festival. He's the grand poobah of distractions.
Well, there's a theory that this is what happened to him when he didn't have the football to control. That all of a sudden he had no purpose and was rudderless, and this person came into his life and took control.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on one second, brother. Yeah, yeah, Belichick's girlfriend said I can't answer that question.
But doesn't that psychologically
make
sense?
Good night, everyone. Thank you for coming. Enjoy the veal.
Friday at the Vic, Jeremy.
Friday
Pittman
at the Vic, second show just added. Suck it!
Well, yeah.
That's actually really funny. I should incorporate that.
You should.
Throw it in.
You should. Yeah, just every once in a while. Like, oh, I'm not allowed to talk about.
You know, someone asks a question, you know. Where are you from? I'm sorry, Belichick's girlfriend said I can't answer that. I would love to, but.
All right, so you thought you were going to be a 5'9 football player. It didn't happen.
I was playing at Evanston. I'm one of the only white boys on the team. You guys know Evanston is stacked, always has been. And by the way, I unpack all of this. I unpack everything on stage. I let it all go, and it's an honor to do that. But I was always on stage performing, but at the same time, I was like, man, I really love football. The reality is I was a fullback, and they didn't allow white boys in the backfield because we were so stacked. They were like, get your white ass out of here. They put me on the line. I was 100.
No!
Yeah. I was 172-pound offensive guard. And by the way, you know, you're playing Loyola, and these guys are 275 pounds.
Yeah, man.
And so I'm literally digging in and bouncing off of these guys.
Not for nothing. You know who's good at football? The Rock is actually pretty good at football.
Wow. Hey, why don't you ask Warren Sapp how good he is? The guy that started in front of him.
There we
listen,
go.
Listen, I know too much,
yeah,
brother.
You do.
I know too much.
Just testing.
Listen, the reality is that guy is a grinder. He The Rock will always find a way to win.
It's my fault.
Do you know what I mean?
Why you gotta poke the bear, man?
Know,
we're hanging out with Jeremy Piven. He's telling us stories.
You guys should interview Warren Sapp about The Rock.
Oh, we should actually. Have you ever asked Warren Sapp about The Rock?
I don't think I have.
Talk to him once or
twice.
I've
talked to a couple other people about him.
All right, so you mentioned Cusack. How does it feel when you are, how old were you, 15, 16, and he and Joan are in 16 Candles.
Yeah.
Joan with the dental headgear.
How
did it feel when they're blowing up and you're not just yet?
I'm not just saying this. I swear to you, I was so proud of them. And I would go to Cusack's premieres, and you know, I'm playing football for the Wildcats, and I'm living my dream. And he and I are acting together, you know, on stage. And then we started a theater company together called New Criminals. And you know, people maybe from Chicago remember us from that. And I couldn't be more proud of him. Now, I don't know if because I grew up in a house where my parents were so happy for the success of all their students, so I got to witness intrinsically that another person's success won't take away from your own, which is the best lesson in life. Mm. And also, I remember a buddy of mine said to me, man, you must be so jealous of Cusack. I'd be like, why? He's so good. He deserves it. And he was crushing it. And so, you
and
know,
that came back around for you. How beautiful is that, right?
It is beautiful. And by the way, not everyone shares that ideology, and it used to hurt, but you got to grow up and you got to realize to not take anything personally, nothing, because you don't know where someone else is coming from. They've got, you know, buried trauma, pain, whatever. It has nothing to do with you. You can't look for people to be happy for you. You just, you know what I mean? You can't.
How hard of a lesson was that for you? Because you had done all the stuff and you did the grind and you've been on stage and you've been in movies. How hard was it when you recognized that there were people who weren't as happy for you maybe as you were for them?
You know, that's one of the great lessons of life is, you know, and it takes us a long time, man. I'm not a kid anymore. It took me a really long time to let it go. And we all have to let it go. Like, man, because once you do that, if you hold on to stuff, you know, anger is a punishment you give yourself for something someone else did. Kind of like burning your Tesla. Good night, everyone. Thank you for coming. Enjoy the veal.
He's just building
man,
bits.
I've got bangers. Burning your Tesla is like a lesbian burning her dildo. What are you going to ride? Don't burn it. That's your ride. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
listen, everyone wants their first responders to look. I want my first responder to look like me. I don't want my first responder to look like me. Do you know what I'm saying? I don't want some out-of-work Jewish actor coming at me with his headshot trying to save me.
No.
I want an Irish alcoholic, 270-pound, 30-year vet. Put me over his shoulder, throw me down, go home, get hammered, and wake up naked on a stove. Good night, everyone!
There we go.
Jeremy-Piven.com,
by the
way.
Can I say all these things on the radio?
Some of them, yes. Some of them, no. Some of them, no. We have safeguards for a lot of this
stuff. I'm looking at your producers and they're panicking.
No,
see, Tanny's smiling, especially when you said the Irish thing.
Yeah,
he was all
right
about that.
And the 270-pound, 30-year vet, like all of that just spoke directly to him.
I love it.
We got more to do with Jeremy. Can you mention Cusack? In Say Anything, there's a moment when you guys are all hanging out at the Gas and Sip,
yes,
giving him advice, and Cusack finally says this.
You guys know so much about women. How come you're here at, like, a Gas and Sip on a Saturday night completely alone drinking beers? No women anywhere.
By choice, man. That's
yeah,
right,
man. It's a conscious choice.
It's a choice, man.
I don't know how long ago that is, but that has never left my head.
It's a million years ago. And you know what's so interesting about that is I remember auditioning for that. We were kids. I auditioned for it across the street from the Wiener Circle. There's a McDonald's, and there's a little playground in the McDonald's. And I auditioned for it, and we just all the guys that are in that scene, our buddy Spoonie and Pat, we all just, like, we were out of our minds, and we were burning a Vespa, and it was on fire as we're auditioning. We just, like, we would do the craziest stuff, man. And you know, that was amazing. I ended up doing about 9 movies with him, and he and I were, you know, best friends, and like, and we were on shorthand creatively together. So, you know, when it came time for Gross Point Blank or Say Anything, whatever, we're just, you know, we could just bang it out, and let's say I wouldn't have any lines, he and I could go back and forth, you know, 10 years, all that stuff. That's a complete improvised rant.
Oh, I didn't realize
I had no lines. It was just a rant. And he and I could crush it together.
That's awesome. All right, and directors fell in love with you. That's Cameron Crowe. And then Cameron Crowe does Singles with you. And I've never forgotten this moment when Campbell Scott is in the, you're the cashier, and he's checking out with a lot of pregnancy tests, but you want him to keep raging.
You know how much homework I missed because of you? I loved your radio show. That was the best. You're the only man I know who can mix up Elvis Costello and Public Enemy. What's so funny about peace, 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 love and under, peace, 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 death row, what does a brother understand, peace, 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 understand, peace, peace, you're the best, man, you are the king, you are the king.
I mean...
Well, here's the reality of that. Oh. The reality of that is there wasn't even a... Oh, there was one written, the only thing that was written in that scene was... you may be busy at the very end.
Yeah.
Or you're the DJ from, and so there was an opening and then a button to the scene. But he called me in, Cameron, and he said, listen, we need some comedy. Can you film this? We'll film it on our lunch break. It was like this, you know, we have no time, but we'll just hit you on a lunch break. You just freestyle and you're the checkout guy. And so, you know, you make scale. So you make about $270 for the day. You know what I mean? Cab fare. And you're in a movie. And I get to like improvise. And that was my life. I was, you know, I still am a journeyman actor, you know, and that's what led me ultimately to Entourage. But I didn't do Entourage till I was 37 years old. So it took me 30 years of acting to break through. So it's just a matter of just not giving up. But I talk about all this on stage. And the thing that's so great about stand-up is I can recreate playing the gay Versace salesman in Rush Hour.
We brought that up earlier today. It was
so
one of the things
I literally
wanted...
tell you, I reenact that entire scene in which Mike Tyson wandered onto the set and they panicked and I stayed in character. And I'm gayer than anyone.
Here, we got it. I think we got a little piece.
You got the mochaccino face, wonderful skin, and the big broad shoulders. Okay?
Let's put a dead animal on you.
Croc skin. Buttercream. What size is the waist? Let's go in.
What size is it? No, that's literally the only line I had was, may I help you? Again, it got scale. I got a few hundred bucks. Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker each got $20 million. I'm not bitter. Maybe I am. Maybe a little bit.
It's up to you, man.
It's up to you.
No. Because the reality is, man, that's, you know, these are opportunities. You know, you have to make the most of these opportunities. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't wish for what you don't have. Then you're going to be coming from lack. Your vibration will be low. You know what I mean? You just got to be grateful. This is the worst TED Talk ever. I apologize.
No, this is a really good one.
Listen, Jeremy, I can't let you out of here before we talk about the performance, because a lot of people are talking about this as a big deal. Like, this is people who have screened it, folks who have seen it, say that this is your masterpiece. This is your magnum opus here.
It is.
What went into making the choice of this? Because I imagine, and I'm speculating, it seems like a very personal project from a historical standpoint for you and your family. What made you say, I want to do this?
My mom gave me the short story and I read it and I was just so blown away. And I just thought, oh my God, if we could pull this off, it's just an example of the power of storytelling. Like, you know, I play a Jewish tap dancer that hides his identity and dances for Hitler in 1937. We're living in times where there's confusion, misinformation about Jews. Suddenly I'm a Jew, but I'm responsible for, you know, politics in the Middle East. It's like, you know, so there's, and also a lot of people don't know history, but this is one of those beautiful stories that I related to the character. It's funny. People are like, you know, you're Ari Gold. I'm like, well, actually, Ari Gold is Ari Emanuel, Rahm Emanuel's brother. Uh-huh. He exists. He really is Mark Wahlberg's agent. That is Ari Gold. And I played him. And I'm honored that I won 3 straight Emmys. Who's counting me? And Ari exists. And Ari owns everything. He owns UFC, the WWE, IMG, you know, maybe the CIA, every 3-letter word. We don't know. No, not the CIA.
As far as we know.
Yeah, exactly. I forgot where I was now. I went on a rant.
The performance.
The performance. Thank you for bringing me back. The performance is the best work of my life. And I just knew if we could pull this off, and it took me 10 years to find the money, because indie films that are period pieces are a lot of money. And I just kept tap dancing until I kept hearing no, and I kept tap. My character is a tap dancer. It's an example of how delusional I am. I didn't even think twice about, oh, I don't tap dance. I went, oh, okay, I'm going to learn how to tap dance. I immediately started studying with a guy named Jared Grimes, New York guy. He's the Michael Jordan of tap. He's genius. And he had a lot of patience with me. And he choreographed our movie, and my sister directed the hell out of it. And when it comes out this year, I'll be back.
Please.
And we'll talk about it. I just can't wait for people to see it, because I want to be an example of, like, you know, not giving up, because I could have given up many times, many, many, many times, but I just, you can't do it.
Can't do it.
No.
And you're not going to give up at throwing a first pitch at Wrigley, even though Saturdays went really poorly.
It was humiliating. It was tough.
Jeremy threw out the first pitch and it bounced. What happened?
Well, I'll tell you exactly what. This is not an excuse, but I'll break it down because we could pull up others that I've never bounced.
Oh, you've done it before many times.
Yeah. I even just did it, you know, for the Oregon Ducks. I mean, like that. Cubs strike. So and nothing. Listen, Justin Turner, bless him. He overcoached me. I'm not gonna lie, and he overcoached me. He was saying, throw this arm back, throw it down, your fingers over the seam, and you know Ian Happ is like, look, they're my heroes. I had so much going on in my brain that I blew it. And by the way, the entire stadium gasped, and then they groaned, and it was an epic fail. Epic.
Well,
but I'm gonna listen. I need a win right now, guys.
Yeah,
I need a win.
But you've bombed before. Sometimes you bomb and then you come back, right?
Yeah, in front of 27,000 people, it's rough. You know what I mean?
You're gonna win this weekend at the Vic.
Yes.
And when the performance comes out, I think that you're gonna win a lot, Jeremy.
You know what you've done in this appearance here on the Score, Jeremy Piven. You've shown people what they can expect when they come to see you on Friday night at the Vic Theater. So second show added,
I do impressions. You know, I do impressions you would never see coming.
Really?
Everyone from Stallone to Owen Wilson to Tyson, you know, I mix it all up, and you're not going to see it coming. Listen, people come up to me afterwards, and they go, we didn't know you were this funny, which is, at first it was a little offensive, but then I realized, oh my God, what a great compliment. After 174 movies.
Jeremy Piven is going to be at the Vic Theater. Two shows Friday night. It's going to be epic. The performance is coming out soon. And just read about it a little bit. If you read about it, you will be intrigued at what he is doing with this movie. So thank you so much for joining us. Thank you
for
the time.
Listen, come on out for a laugh. If they mention the score, let's give them a free meet and greet. All you have to do is mention the score at Will Call, and I'll tell them now. And so you don't have to, don't worry about VIP, save your money.
How about that?
Buy some hot dogs at Wrigley Field, live the dream, and then we'll go hug it out.
Gonna hug it out with Jeremy Piven. Thank you so much, sir, for your time.
Thank you guys for having me.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.